Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
It is Wednesday, October 6th, and this is another 5-minute morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. I am your host, Blair Angulo, joined by the Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, Mr. Steve Wiltfong, and we're here to discuss the biggest recruiting headlines of the week. Steve, let's roll things off with Arch Manning, the 5-star quarterback, the number one prospect in the 23 class, having just visited Alabama.
Yeah, Arch Manning, nothing but impressed with Alabama per his head football coach, Nelson Stewart, over at Isidore Newman. Arch Manning threw for 5 more touchdowns on Friday night and then attended some team meetings at Isidore Newman for a couple hours on Saturday and then made his way over to Tuscaloosa to watch Alabama take care of another school that he has a keen eye on in Ole Miss. And I think one of the highlights of Arch Manning's visit and talking to his coach was some time spent with Coach Saban and Coach Golding about 30 minutes before they went out and took the field. You know, Arch, they had a meeting scheduled with those guys for earlier, but Arch had some team responsibilities at home as a team captain, wanted to be there for film study and corrections and things of that nature, and then was able to get to Tuscaloosa in time to spend some time with Coach Saban and Coach Golden. And Arch told his coach it was an awesome experience to watch them work. Pete Golding's been recruiting Arch Manning for a long time. He's one of the first coaches on him, and he's developed a good relationship with Arch. And Coach Golding's a Louisiana native. He's just really respected in that state by the high school coaches. And obviously they've had Manning on their radar for a few years now. This was Arch's second time visiting. He also took a visit in the summer where he got a chance to see a team-led practice by Bryce Young. And he talked about how efficient that practice was and how organized it was and the way the players got after it. But for Arch Manning, he just loved structure, organization, and the nuances of Alabama, you know, the strength and conditioning program and those things all stand out about Alabama, the professionalism of the program and just the way they go about their business, has Alabama firmly in the running for Arch's services as they battle the likes of Georgia, Clemson, Texas, and Ole Miss, to name a few others that we know he definitely likes.
That's definitely a big domino in the 2023 class at the quarterback position, but the dominoes haven't yet fallen completely in the 22 class. There's a big visitor from out west headed to Ole Miss. That would be Devin Brown. He's a 4-star quarterback from the state of Utah, originally from the state of Arizona, committed to USC last September in 2020, but has opened things up a little bit, Steve. He's going to go take a visit to Ole Miss, check out Lane Kiffin's program. Coach Lebby, the offensive coordinator there, has been able to make it out to Utah to check out Devin Brown and who's kind of opened things up since the firing of Clay Helton. Still committed to the Trojans, just took an unofficial visit to UCLA. Told me it was a bit awkward as a USC commit to be on the campus of the crosstown rival, but I think he's still trying to cover his bases, make sure he's doing his homework, his research, and figure out whether or not there's going to be other schools that he could potentially end up at if the hire at USC is one maybe that doesn't mesh with his own style, or if the new offensive coordinator there, whoever that may be, whether that's Graham Harrell or whoever else, brings in his own guy. So that's one to watch. Devin Brown, the number 8 quarterback in the 2022 class, taking an official visit to Ole Miss this coming weekend.
Blair, another quarterback out west, Justin Martin, trending towards UCLA on the 24/7 Sports crystal ball. As you said, UCLA's in the mix there for Devin too. How do you see things shaking out for Justin Martin?
Yeah, it sounds like UCLA is in a great spot there. You know, he backed off that commitment to Cal, has taken a visit out to Ole Miss. It's you know, kind of funny to hear UCLA and US and Ole Miss and all USC all mixed in together. I know USC's reached out to Justin Martin as well, but I think right now with the way things are shaping up, with the way UCLA has prioritized Justin Martin, that 4-star quarterback from nearby Inglewood, I think the Bruins in a good spot there, and it sounds like they might want 2 in this class. whether that's two high schoolers or one high schooler and a transfer. So that'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Regardless, it sounds like Justin Martin and Devin Brown are not afraid of competition. So I think shocked if they ended up at the same school either. That's not going to be a turnoff by any means for either of them. Like I was saying, Steve, a couple of announcements. Brennan Thompson set to announce his decision live on CBS Sports HQ. And also later this week, Jaleel Skinner, the number one tight end in the country, set to reveal his choice on CBS Sports HQ.
Yeah, Brennan Thompson is one of the fastest players in the country, 10.38 speed in the 100-meter dash. This April in the state of Texas, he's down to three schools, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma State. There was some really legitimate Texas A&M buzz at the end of the summer, but I like where things stand with the Texas Longhorns following an official visit the weekend of September 18th. Texas currently sitting on the number five recruiting class in the country per 24/7 Sports. And, you know, this class is headlined by a pair of just elite running backs, Jamarian Miller and Jadon Blue. Coach Sark and his staff look to get the all gas, no brakes thing really rocking and rolling in Austin. This is the type of playmaker that can really carve up a defense with his speed. And I like the way it's trending for Texas going into his announcement later tonight. And then Jaleel Skinner announcing his college decision at the end of the week. And Texas is a school that's very much in the mix with this one, has a good relationship with Jaleel and his family. He had a good visit out to Austin. Miami is another school that's done a good job with Jaleel Skinner. With all that being said, I like the way it's trending with Alabama. After talking to a couple people, I think Alabama's the one to beat going into that announcement. And the Crimson Tide, as they chase the number one recruiting class for the 10th time in 12 years, I like where it stands for Jaleel Skinner.
Jaleel Skinner set to announce his decision live on CBS Sports HQ Friday, October 8th at 3:30 Eastern. You will want to tune in and watch that one. Steve, before we go, it's that time of the week. We want the bonus nuggets.
Yeah, Xavier Nwankwo, the number one safety in the top 247 player rankings, released his top three last weekend. It was Iowa, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. And Notre Dame and Ohio State were the top two in the summer, in my opinion. I think Iowa's at the very least running even with those two schools. He's taking his official visit to see the Hawkeyes this weekend as Iowa hosts Penn State in a top five clash in Iowa City. The sun's going to be setting on Kinnick Stadium by the time the late third quarter hits in that one. And Iowa's defense, the opportunity to play for Phil Parker, knowing so many guys in the locker room, proximity to home, some of the things that I think are going in Iowa's favor as they've really rallied from June, maybe just being a hat on the table to now maybe being more than just a hat on the table. Iowa in a really good spot. He's still going to visit Notre Dame for the USC game and Ohio State for the Penn State game at the end of the month, but Iowa having a chance to, as we now have a three-team race, really set the tone for the rest of this recruitment that I think still has a little bit of runway left before he makes his college decision. Two other blue chippers that have set decisions. You have Gabriel Brownlow-Dindy, the number three overall player in the top 247, five-star defensive lineman from Lakeland, Florida. He's announcing on October 12th. Oklahoma is the 24/7 Sports crystal ball favorite. Texas A&M, the other school in the mix. I like where Oklahoma stands there. Same with Gentry Williams, the number three cornerback in the top 247. He's going to announce his college decision on October 18th, and Oklahoma is battling Florida, USC, Missouri, LSU, among others for Gentry Williams. But I love the Sooners, and if you plug both Gabriel Brownlow-Dindy and Gentry Williams into this Oklahoma class, it would take them from number 12 in the rankings all the way up to number 7 in the standings. And what would also be kind of notable about that is Oklahoma's not taking quarterback in this class. So to have a top 10 class without one of, you know, normally they land a five-star quarterback. That's kind of what Lincoln Riley's been doing since he's been there. Without that boost here in the 2022 cycle, that's still a pretty damn good class. And I think Oklahoma's about to get hot here with Brownlow-Dindy and Gentry Williams on deck for decisions on CBS Sports HQ later this month.
Yeah, the Sooners putting the finishing touches on a really good class in 22 and already have the number one class in the 2023 rankings. So on behalf of Steve Wiltfong and producer Lance Glynn, thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of the 5-Minute Morning episode. And don't forget to check this feed for more of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.